A student at Central Connecticut State University is being treated for bacterial meningitis. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, the student contracted a less common strain of the disease. In fact, it's rare enough that most college dorms don't require students to be vaccinated for it.
Students who choose to live in dormitories are required to be vaccinated for four strains of meningococcal meningitis. But the student at CCSU contracted a strain not covered in that vaccination, according to state epidemiologist Dr. Matthew Carter.
There is this other strain called type B. Scientists struggled to figure out how to make a vaccine that would cover that one. And finally, about 5 years ago, two vaccines became available for this meningococcal strain called serogroup B.
The vaccine for the serogroup B meningitis is currently recommended for students, but not required under guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. But Carter says that may change.
We've been dealing as a country with these meningitis B outbreaks for the last 3 or 4 years, and this is a real active area of discussion as to whether to add this to the required list.
Dr. Carter says, unlike the cold or flu, it is extremely hard to contract meningococcal meningitis. Unfortunately, the college campus is one of those settings conducive to spreading the disease.
People at most risk are people who are in close contact with people who are carrying the bacteria for a period of time. For example, roommates in a dormitory. You've got people who are together for hours, if not days, together.
Carter is recommending that students get the meningococcal B vaccine along with other required vaccines. Bacterial meningitis is a serious disease that can cause brain damage, hearing loss, and according to the CDC, death in 1 out of every 10 people who become infected. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.